A fond farewell to Barry. A message of thanks to our departing Chair of Trustees from our President Colin Williamson. I have been extremely fortunate during my time with St Dunstan's and later Blind Veterans UK to have served under five different chairmen, each bringing their own distinctive style of leadership and their own unique personalities. Barry Coop and Blind Veterans UK share a long and proud history that spans many decades. As many of you will know, Barry's father Des was a long-standing member, having lost his sight during the Second World War. Des served on motor torpedo boats and was blinded by shrapnel in December 1943 after an attack on enemy ships off the Dalmatian islands off the coast of what was then mainland Yugoslavia. Despite this life-changing injury, he forged an impressive career as a physiotherapist with Preston North End Football Club during the legendary Tom Finney years of the late 1950s. Barry describes himself with typical humour as a petrol head, an affectionate term for someone with a deep love of motor cars. He is a regular at track days at his local circuit, where he puts his high-performance cars through their paces at speeds most of us would struggle to imagine. He is also a passionate enthusiast of fine wines. Throughout his time as chairman, Barry has been widely liked and respected. He has offered strength and unwavering support to his fellow board members, particularly during some of the more challenging periods in the charity's recent history. His commitment to Blind Veterans UK, combined with his professionalism, warmth and his outgoing nature, have made him an invaluable asset. His contribution to the organisation is truly exceptional and will never be forgotten. One of Barry's greatest strengths has been his ability to make every board member feel at ease and confident in sharing our views, always knowing our opinions matter and are listened to with genuine respect. In every sense, he has been a hard-working, capable and consistently supportive chairman who has always led by example. I know I speak for all my fellow trustees, members, staff, volunteers, friends and families and supporters of Blind Veterans UK when I say that we wish him every happiness and success in the next chapter of his life.